Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5
GYK. Luke Bryan, there he is. That's the number one country music earner last year. You know they do these lists every year, who made the most money in country music? That was Luke Bryan last year. I want to say he did $40 million.
Oh,
I think it was
my.
It was in that ballpark.
Atlanta.
I think it was almost $40 million. Kenny was third. Oh, by the way, this is Luke's second time in a row, because he did it the year before. He did $50 million, but he was coming off a huge, huge tour that year before, which came to Raymond James, by the way.
Yes.
So crazy.
What?
Just to think that in the last 2 years, he's made $90 million.
Oh, yeah.
Almost $100 million. Like, that is just so much money, I can't even wrap my head around it.
No, I don't think he could either, honestly. I mean, I don't even know having that money if you can wrap your head around it.
No, probably not.
Yeah. He, you know, it's funny about Luke, because when you talk to him, obviously you would never think. I mean, he could either be like, you know, I don't know, Riley Green, like just starting out, or he could be like what he is. And I think he's just the same dude.
Or he could
dude.
Be a 90 millionaire.
He called us, yeah, 90 millionaire. He called us not long ago, and he was at his, he has a beach house in Florida. It's up around the panhandle. And,
of course he does.
And it was like, we were like, what are you doing, Luke? And he's like, well, I bought a margarita machine. My wife's making margaritas. And my kids are in the pool playing Marco Polo. And the kids are all loud. And he was like, guys, be quiet. I'm doing an interview. Be quiet. And they were like, shut up, Dad.
Pretty much.
Yeah. They were like, we're on vacation. Don't tell us to be quiet. So, yeah, no $90 million changed those guys. Yeah, it is. I mean, that's, it's pretty cool.
That's
so
awesome.
Luke Bryan, $90 million. Good job, buddy. All right. A lot going on this morning. Speaking of $90 million, Tortuga, that is worth $90 million, that experience.
Something like that.
Very close to it. You don't have to pay for it. 9:10 this morning, we got your tickets. All right, Tortuga. No better way, I think, to jump in the weekend than, you know, whatever you're doing this afternoon. You go home, see your wife and kids, you're going to happy hour, meet the guys or the girls, and you say, I got Tortuga tickets, 3-day party in Lauderdale.
Yeah, all of a sudden, your drinks will be free because everyone will be sucking up to you.
Yeah, because you got to then make the decision who you're taking with you. So, 9:10 this morning, you win. 99.5 QIK. What does somebody do? Like, what is somebody feeling the day before their wedding? 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Tomorrow's the day for Melanie. We are 24, about 36 hours away. Ish.
Oh my gosh.
So how does that feel? Like, did you wake up this morning and go, this is it, this is the last day?
Yes, I did. Well, so just to get everybody filled in.
Well, you're in here.
We did already get married.
Well, yeah, technically, but it was just a private ceremony in Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we did that while we were on vacation, and now we are having the whole big shindig, and the family's in town, and yeah, the whole reception.
And if y'all want to go, we'll post all the details on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Feel free to see them.
We are at capacity.
No. Yes. Everyone says that. You can
always fit in a couple.
It's always rooms. Always a way to make something happen. So what goes through your mind? Like, you're in here this morning, you're talking. You haven't brought it up once. This is the first time I brought it up. You haven't said a word. It was sort of like the elephant in the room when I walked in.
Really?
I didn't know what to say. I didn't know, like, was I jinxing if I was like, today's it? So I did what I normally did. I stopped. I got us coffee. I came in. We were just kind of talking about things on the show.
Yeah.
And then I'm kind of like, is this ever going to come up this morning or not? Like,
of course I'd bring it up at some point. But honestly, I am feeling very relieved today.
That's good.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought I was going to wake up this morning and be like, oh my gosh, I have a million things to do and I'm stressed out.
Yeah.
No, I am relieved because the rest of it has been stressful. And now I know that in the next, like, 48, 72 hours, all of this stress will
forever,
be gone.
Yeah. Yeah. You asked me, I think, not to bring this up on the air, but you had a couple panic attacks this week.
A couple of them,
Kevin and I were audience to, and I knew they were real panic attacks because they just came on, like, suddenly. Like, you were fine, and then all of a sudden you were a different person. That's like a real panic attack.
Oh, yeah.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
It was because I was sitting there, and I was talking to you guys about one thing that needed to be addressed, and then while I'm sitting there, I got, I don't know, 15 text messages.
Ooh.
And then my inbox on my email went from like 2 to 7.
You're over this.
I just was like,
you're
oh my gosh.
You're over it, right?
I can't. Yeah, no, I'm so, so over it.
Yeah. You're not going to get married again, right?
No. Brian asked me. He goes, he's like,
that's not happening again.
He asked me, he goes, well, what did you learn from all this? I said, well, next time I'm getting married, I'm not doing a wedding. That's what I learned.
What did you learn? It's like he's your boss. Yeah, well, what did you learn today? What did you learn from all this?
Just like how I dealt with all of it. He was looking for the answer that, like, I can make decisions. I hate making decisions. And he's like, I hope that you learn, like, through this, that you really can make decisions.
Sure.
You don't need to get so anxious.
Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, it's good you got some out of it.
I learned that. not to.
I think right now maybe you're in the, I don't know, have you ever jumped out of a plane before?
No.
Okay, I have. And I feel like there's a lot of nervousness when you're going down the runway. Actually, before that, you're putting your gear on, and then they're showing you what you're going to do. And then you're going down the runway, and it's, I think that's where you were maybe yesterday, last couple of days, because you're like, I'm not off the ground yet. I don't have to go through with this. Like, there's a lot of stress and everything.
Yeah.
And then you get up in the air, and you just go, it's about to happen. And I'm good with it. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
yeah.
It's about to happen.
I think those final payments were like, we're coasting. Like, I don't, here we go.
Yeah.
Like, whatever happens at the party, like, it's out of my control now.
It's going to be great.
It will be. I'm obviously so excited. My mom got in town last night. My sister is landing as we speak at the Tampa airport. And, we're doing like a girls' day today, and it'll be fun.
Oh,
I'm so
cool.
excited to see everybody.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think this was good for you to talk about.
Thank you.
You know what
I feel relieved.
Yeah. I was nervous, too, about comparing this to jumping out of a plane, but I think it did okay. I think it worked a little bit.
No, I think it actually was quite relatable.
Oh, good. Yay. I'm happy about my friend.
Deep Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Disappointing news out of Nashville yesterday. Sam Hunt was arrested.
No.
Suspicion of DUI. He was driving around.
Was he driving on the back road?
He probably wishes he was driving on the back road.
Driving with his eyes closed.
That part was true. There are a bunch of memes going around with driving with my eyes closed, doing 80. And
doing 50 and a 30. He ain't have no worry.
There was doing... The internet was on fire yesterday about Sam Hunt.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. Hey, you know.
Shouldn't have made a bad decision.
It appears he did. Innocent until proven guilty. He was released from jail in downtown Nashville after being there a few hours. Police said that he blew a .17, should be well over the legal limit. And so he was released, and we'll go from there and see what happens. You know, it's a shame because he just released Kinfolk's great song, and I think it's been well received by the country audience. Isn't that right, Kevin? It's been a quick moving song, and everyone was really waiting for new music from Sam Hunt. It's been forever. So wish him his best and his family. You know, he just got married not long ago. So,
well, thank God no one got hurt. I mean, I say poor guy, but obviously I'm thinking of all the people he could have hurt. So I'm just happy that he got off the road and, ugh.
Yeah, we'll see where this goes, obviously. In other news, Jason Aldean, he's got a new album. Man, Jason Aldean, this might work for Jason Aldean, this career. I'm saying,
maybe.
I think he's doing pretty
maybe.
Well. All right, so new album dropped, at midnight? This was midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, man, people are already buying it. It's probably millions already sold. Here's some of the songs. That's called Tattoos and Tequila.
That's the opening track to the album. I love it.
That sounds like it would also be a cool podcast.
Tattoos and Tequila.
I don't know why.
It does.
That sounds like it'd be just an awesome podcast.
Oh, my gosh. It really does sound like a podcast name.
It really does. Here's another one, Keeping It Small Town.
Yeah, keeping it small, Sam. Keep it slow. Keep it dust turned up on them old dirt roads. Yeah, we're keeping them girls up in them shacks.
Just one of those artists, Jason Aldean. I think you can always get excited when he's got new music out because it's always Jason Aldean. You're never concerned with, I don't know, a new sound or kind of this new perspective. It's
yep.
Jason Aldean. Here's another one real quick. Some Things You Don't Forget.
Goodbye, don't come easy with a girl like that. I swear sometimes I wish we'd never met. Yeah, some things you don't forget.
Ooh, I like it.
I like it all. And I really want to start a podcast called Tattoos and Tequila. I'm really kind
of... You have one tattoo.
Huh?
Don't you have one tattoo?
Okay, well...
At least he has one.
So I'll call it Tattoo and Tequila.
There you
all
go.
All right, here's what we'll do. Tattoo and Tequila's.
Love.
Yes,
there we go.
Yes. All right, what music did we all buy in the Tampa Bay area this week? 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. These are the top three country music downloads. This is what everybody spent their money on. Song number three.
Just cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it.
Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving. It's like a happy song and a sad song at once. You know what I mean? It's like,
it's just like
physically, you gotta go, but emotionally, spiritually, you're never going anywhere. I love it. I mean, it makes me sad, but I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, no, I feel you. His new album is really good, but there are a lot of the songs. A lot of his songs get you feeling like that.
I think that's why he does so well, though, because you get, you know, when you give people feelings,
yep.
It's more than just, you know, lyrics. It's
yep.
Like, ugh. All right, number two, most downloaded country song in Tampa Bay.
I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van.
Yes.
Maybe we could take our own
Old Dominion.
On the road, I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms.
Nothing like tattoos and trash in hotel rooms.
I don't want to be a one man.
I don't think I could do it.
Which part?
Trash a hotel room. I just feel, I would feel bad for the maids.
You never, well, I don't think it's intentionally. I think it's just part of being in a band, right?
No.
Is it intentional?
You know when you leave a hotel room a mess. You know.
Yeah. So. You know.
I'm one of those people who kind of like picks up the
You've
hotel
never
room
trashed a hotel room? You've never trashed one? You've never just, you and the, I mean, you just had a bachelor party in Arizona not long ago.
No, are you kidding me?
Bachelorette party, sorry.
Yeah, it was a bachelorette party, and we stayed at a VRBO, like an Airbnb. They had a whole entire...
You're too good for hotel rooms,
it sounds like. They had a whole binder. There were just too many people.
Yeah.
They had a whole binder with instructions of how to clean what and what we would be fined for. That thing was cleaner than when we got there.
Oh, well, you're the worst band ever. That's just, you're a horrible, you probably should be a one-man band. That's boring.
Oh, gosh. Man.
Number one most downloaded country music song in Tampa Bay.
That's been 10,000 hours, 10,000 more.
Dan and Shay.
If that's what it takes to learn the sweetheart of yours.
10,000 hours.
I hope they play this tomorrow.
There is a, you're talking about it at your wedding?
Oh, at the reception, yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure you already put in a request for it.
No, I didn't, but I should.
Are you allowed to put requests in, or does the band get free reign?
Yeah, no, they have free reign right now, but maybe I should.
Does your band trash hotel rooms?
Good question.
Do they have tattoos?
I don't know. I'm not paying for it.
Do they have tattoos?
Probably.
God, you know nothing about this band you fired. Very disappointed. My God. All right. Well, there it is. We'll find out tomorrow night what happens. See if any of their songs will be most downloaded. But those are the top three in Tampa Bay. It's 99.5 QIK. So last Sunday, we're at Guitar Pool, right? We're there all day.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown St. Pete. We're at the Mahaffey. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I get home and there is a Christmas tree in my living room. It is up. It has lights on it. The kids are excited. And then I look down and it is November, what was it, 19th, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday? Yeah.
17th.
Okay. Even worse. even worse by 48 hours. Terrible. Yeah.
How so, is that worse? Your wife didn't make you put up the tree. Don't people not usually like having to do that?
Well, in a lot of families, I think it's the day after Thanksgiving. At least I've heard that. Or the night of Thanksgiving that you're putting up your tree.
Yeah, rules are meant to be broken.
Correct, and 100%, and I love all that. I just, for me, it was just a little early in general. A couple weeks before Thanksgiving, the Christmas tree's up. And what's happening now is that the kids, they already have their letters written out. And, I mean, we're really ahead of the game, which is really uncomfortable. I'm used to being way behind, like, last minute, crunch time.
Yeah.
And my wife has jumped it, man. And here we go. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, are we the first family in Tampa Bay that has a Christmas tree up? We've got to be. November 17th?
I don't think so.
We've got to be. Christmas tree?
I would have been right there with you guys. Obviously, there's a lot going on this week, so I didn't have time to put up the decorations.
You got a wedding tree going on.
Yeah, basically. But Brian brought all the decorations back from our little storage unit, and I was like, do you think I'm putting these up this week? I want to, but I just didn't have time. I would have loved to have had it up that night.
Yeah, but you didn't. So that's my point. It's not up. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. Everyone, I'm sure, would want to. Kevin, yours isn't up.
Not yet.
Not even close.
No way.
Are you doing a real one or a fake one?
We have a fake one.
Melanie, fake?
Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah. Ours is fake, too, but I think I might go get a real one.
Oh, now you're going to have two Christmas trees before Thanksgiving.
I feel like I have to one-up my wife a little bit. Like, she's made this... My wife's very competitive, and she's made this a competition, I feel like.
Oh, it's a Christmas competition?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like something on the Baking Network or whatever, the Food Network.
She watches the Food Network a lot. I think it's where a lot of this comes from. Damn, Beat Bobby Flay is really...
Probably.
It's really changed my life. A lot of competition. 800-992-1099. If y'all wouldn't mind, text us if your Christmas tree's up. I got to know who I'm sharing air with. I got to know who's here with me.
So were you a little disappointed, or do you like putting up the tree? Because it's divided. Some people are like, just put it up. I don't like the hassle of it all. And then other people want to be involved in it. So you came back from a work event,
yeah,
and the tree was already up without you.
I don't know if I like it or not. I don't know. Some years I think it's been fun. Other years it's been like, you know, like one of the dogs will jump in it and knock it down. The kids, like right now, Cal's into everything. He's two. So my wife she has this barrier around it, this gate around it. So he can't get it because he'll just pull it down and pull all the ornaments. So I don't know if I like it or not. You know what some people do that's cool? They have a holiday tree, and it's up year-round, and it gets decorated with all different, like on St. Patrick's Day, it's all like clover, stuff like that. Football season, it's got football stuff on it, baseball season. I think that's really cool.
I think someone over in the sales pit has one of those that they keep up all year-round.
I think that's kind of cool, like a holiday tree, but it's up year-round. It's obviously fake, but you know what I mean? I think it's
really? No, it's not lasting a whole year.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you take care of it the right way. I don't know how it works, man.
It's a magic tree.
Yeah, it's a magic. Ooh, gotta be the new thing, the magic tree.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, 800-992-1099. Who's got the Christmas tree up? And now the pressure's on for outside decorations. Oh, my gosh.
You better get on it.
I got to get on it. I don't know if I can go to your reception tomorrow night.
No, it can wait till Sunday.
I got to put lights up. Good luck. Congratulations. It's 99.5 QI.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Last Sunday night, so we're at Guitar Pole with Mahaffey, and it was great. I come home and I was shocked. My Uber dropped me off and I noticed something in the window. I'm going, what's going on in the house? 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I walk in, there it is, Christmas tree. It's up, it's shining, it's bright. No presents underneath, not yet, of course. But man, I was like, we're 2 weeks from Thanksgiving. What is going on here? My wife said she just couldn't resist anymore. That's what I get for going to work on a Sunday. That was an expensive work day for me. Because now I got to really up my game for Christmas. And I was thinking, we probably beat everybody in Tampa Bay with putting up a Christmas tree. None of my neighbors have anything up. Nobody I know has anything up. But we are getting some texts coming in of people who maybe are ahead of the game.
Yeah, you, just as I had thought, are not alone. So many people have their Christmas decorations up. Somebody texted in, I keep a lighted palm tree up all year round, like Mark was talking about with the tree. So they actually do a palm tree.
Okay, your tiki bar doesn't count, because that's basically what that is.
Well, she said that they decorate it. They put ornaments on it. So that's the tree that they keep up year-round.
All right, because my neighbors have tiki bars, and it's, you know, you have like the kind of the Christmas tiki lights out. That's not Christmas decoration. That's a tiki bar.
That's kind of a tiki bar.
Yeah, you're hanging lights from your palm tree, and there happens to be a bar underneath. I'm sorry, I can't give you. That doesn't mean you're in the Christmas spirit.
Well, what's under your Christmas tree?
What?
Well, what's under your Christmas tree?
Well, not
you wish it was a bar.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Is that what's on your list this
year? We'll see if a Christmas miracle comes true or not. It'll be a tiki bar underneath my Christmas tree.
Well, it depends if you've been good this year. Yeah. I think a lot of people relate to this one. Guys, I took down Halloween and set up Christmas. Christmas emojis included. Christmas is too short and it's my favorite holiday. I think that's the reason, right? That everyone puts it up a little early. It's just so they can enjoy it.
But you jump Thanksgiving, though. You just totally jump over Thanksgiving? Yeah.
I love Thanksgiving decorations. I mean, they're not twinkling. There's not lights. There's usually not animatronic characters moving. There's not a blow-up turkey usually out in the front yard.
Well, people in my neighborhood have them.
Football,
do they?
Football, yes. Turkey, and beer.
Gosh.
Cowboys and Indians, pilgrims and Indians.
Wouldn't you rather spend money on decorations that you're going to enjoy longer?
I don't know. It's very stressful.
I can tell.
I know.
How much do you think she just overspends on the holidays or something? You're like stressed out about this.
No, I don't think she Well, the Amazon stuff I got to put to an end because those boxes have been showing up already. That's getting a little crazy. No.
Ooh, what'd she get?
Huh? I don't know. I'm going to open them up. I'm going to open them and figure out what we're going to do. Because there's too much stuff coming in. She says she's trying to get ahead of the game. But that puts stress on you. Because it's, you know, like, it's 80 degrees. And we're really getting stressed out about Christmas.
Well, there's a little bit of a cold front this week. If there was a week
to do it. Sunday's going to be a little chilly, right.
It's going to be 80 today.
Yeah. Why am I stressed out about Christmas already? I need a little more time. I need some time.
I think you should embrace it, enjoy it. I think it's awesome that your wife is ahead of everybody, putting up, not everybody, because everyone texting
in is already decorating. My wife is incredible. I'm just, I mean, she's incredible, but it gets to the point where her incredibleness makes me feel like a loser. Because I should have thought of this. I should have put it up, you know, and
well,
now I'm,
I
come
home.
Go
pick up some Christmas cookies on the way home and start the Bake Off Championship or whatever competition you're doing with your wife.
That's a terrible idea.
Why? Sounds fun.
No.
Challenge accepted, Mark. Show up.
And I can't believe all y'all out there are doing this already, put up your Christmas. I'm actually shocked at the texts that continue to just roll in. 800-992-1099. Travis Denning is on QIK. Well, Merry Christmas. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Merry Christmas. It seems as though the texts are just pouring in, pouring in, pouring in. And people have put up their Christmas trees already. My wife shocked me last Sunday. She had it up when I got home from a guitar pull. I got home late. I think I got home around midnight or something like that. And I couldn't believe there was the Christmas tree. It was up. It was shining. It was bright. And I'm like, man, we beat everybody to it. Like, maybe the world. Nope. Texts are pouring in this morning. Did somebody just text in they have 5 Christmas trees up?
Oh, well, someone did text in they had 5 Christmas trees up. But then somebody else texted in that they have 7.
This is insane.
How big are your people's houses?
No doubt. No doubt. 100%.
I have 1, and it's a struggle to fit in.
You have one fake one, and you haven't figured it out yet?
I have one fake Christmas tree, and it's regular size, and it's hard to squeeze in a one-bedroom apartment.
People who have already put up Christmas decorations here, not even to Thanksgiving, and just under a week away from Thanksgiving, Christmas is already set up. Let's talk to Courtney. What's going on, Courtney?
Hi. We went trick-or-treating on Halloween, and we walk up to this lady's house, and her whole entire inside of her house was decked out in Christmas.
Yes!
Like, she had to have been working on it for, like, at least 2 weeks.
That, or it could have just been left over from last year, and she never took it down.
Maybe. It was, like, the best Christmas decorations I've ever seen. Like, it was, like, crazy.
Well, when you have that many decorations, you know those people who have, what I think it's Department 52 or something, like the Christmas Village. My brother does them. You've got to plan out and put those out ahead, because otherwise you're only enjoying them for a couple of weeks, and then you're like, well, I did all that work.
Yeah, I know. It was her. She had, like, at least, like, a 24-foot Christmas tree. It was huge.
24-foot?
Like, this is, like, crazy.
That lady right now is probably painting Easter eggs as we speak.
Probably.
Yeah, way ahead of the game. All right, Courtney, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
24 feet. I mean, that's a huge tree. It's a huge home. And then you think of all the presents you have to get to make that tree look like more than a tree.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, gosh.
She was trick-or-treating in a nice neighborhood.
That's something I learned, too. I didn't know this until I became a dad, and then more kids, more kids, more kids. The bigger the tree, the more presents you got to get to make. It is true. I mean, it's like you have this huge.
Yeah, but that's when you start wrapping the Pringles cans and stuff you would have already given them anyway.
Yeah.
The Cheez-Its are suddenly wrapped.
Right. It's
fill in the gaps.
Well, what you do is, and this is a good trick, parents, especially new parents, is especially if like Amazon or something. So you pull the gift out and you wrap the gift, but then you wrap the box it came in also, and you use that as like a stand.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
As a kid, so I'm your kid, right, in this scenario, and there's a box under the tree that's not a real gift?
It's a stand.
Okay.
It's a prop.
That is crap.
It's a prop.
No.
You make it, you're setting the scene.
People who can have props are like,
no, I'm not talking about people. We're talking about kids.
I know, but
it's a prop.
You can't have fake presents under there. The kids all think that they're going to open those.
You know how good it looks on Instagram? Get out of here.
Gosh, do it for the gram, I guess.
Do it for the gram. All right. That's a pro tip right there.
Your kids should start protesting right now.
There's a lot of first-time parents that are like, oh my gosh, genius, brilliant. Because that's what I thought when somebody tipped me off on this.
No fake gifts.
Take that and run. Take that and run. It's 99.5 QIK.
Love you too. Love you too.
Aww.
Yeah, love you too.
It's Mark and Melanie's I Love You, Man. Can Mark get a man to say I love you?
Love you too. I love you too.
I love you, man.
I'm going to call a clothing shop, and I'm looking for some furry hats. It has been cold. This has been the coldest week in a year here in the Tampa Bay area.
Yep.
I think this morning I was 57 when I got my car. Ooh.
I love it.
Man. And it's going to be warm today, 80, but another little cold front's coming in, only in the 60s on Sunday for a high.
Ooh,
good football and crockpot weather, by the way. All right, so we're going to call a guy And I'm going to ask for some furry hats, and then I'm going to say I love you. Will he say I love you back to me? Let's find out. We are ringing through right now. Here we go.
Good morning. This is Tony speaking. I may help you this morning.
Hey, Tony. How's it going, brother?
I'm making the best stuff. How about yourself?
Ooh, man, it's cold.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Where'd that cold come from, my man?
Not sure.
I wasn't ready for this, man. I woke up, and I mean, everything's cold.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Tony, I mean, everything's cold.
Yeah, I know, man.
Y'all got any fur hats?
Fur hats?
Yeah.
We do have a selection of hats. Let me double check to make sure some of them are fur, okay?
What was his name that used to wear all those? Was it Daniel Boone?
I'm not sure. I don't even want to act like I know. I'm not sure.
All right. He had something on his head, a furry something. I don't know if it was a raccoon or was it a muskrat or an otter.
Give me 1 second. I could double check on those hats.
Yeah, listen, nothing with gator because gator skin will be cold, man.
Yeah, I understand. I got you.
Yep.
All right, give me 1 second.
I'm holding, buddy.
Hello, sir?
Yes, sir.
The only hats that we have in stock are beanies.
No fur?
No fur.
I'm cold, man. I need some fur on my head.
Yeah, I do understand. I'm pretty sure a couple of convenience stores around here sell, like, winter-themed hats.
Yeah, I'll roll into a convenience store, see if they got any fur.
All right, no problem. Sorry for the inconvenience.
No, are you kidding me, man? I appreciate you going the extra mile.
No problem, sir.
I love you, man.
Love you, too. All right.
There's a little bit of love right there and a furry hat.
Well, no furry hat, but lots of love. Yeah.
Well, nothing says love like a furry hat, but he did a great job.
Love you too. All right.
It's funny because he didn't even want to talk anymore, so he's like, love you. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
You know how you can just tell sometimes when you do these, the people who are just good people? That guy had a great personality.
He's a great dude. 100% he's a great dude.
How's your day going, making the best of it?
That's exactly
I'm
right.
I'm going to use that line.
All right. That's it. I'm done. There you go. As I love you, man. It's 99.5 QYK and Kelsey Ballerini.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Jeff Dunham tickets up for grabs today for Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game. Tara and Ashley are contestants. Tara, you are the ninth caller. That's a big responsibility, Tara. That means you get to kick the game off.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to give you the category in a second, and you have 5 seconds to name one thing. After you do, Ashley, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing, and then y'all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, new repeats. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
All right. Next week, we're within the 7 days. It's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
The category is name Thanksgiving sides. Tara, go.
Okay, stuffing. Mashed potatoes. Cranberry sauce. Creamed corn. Green bean casserole. Broccoli casserole. Yams. Brussels sprouts. Rolls. Gravy for the dessert item. Pumpkin pie. Oh, we're doing desserts too. Apple pie. Cherry pie. Cheesecake.
Five seconds has expired. Ashley, you got the tickets, Ashley. And I've never had more carbs for breakfast than just right now. I need a nap.
I don't think I've ever been this excited for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I want to eat right now.
Yes. I want all those casseroles that were mentioned.
Right
all
now.
Of them.
Congratulations. Enjoy Jeff Dunham.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You guys. Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is Monday morning at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
You've heard of spatchcocking, right? Spatchcocking, you've heard of that?
I hadn't until just today.
Everybody knows what that is. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Kevin, you're aware of spatchcocking? You've heard of this?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of this?
What do you
Never.
Think it is, Kevin?
I don't even want to take a guess. I don't even want to.
Spatchcocking. Yeah, it's, well, here, we'll play the thing. If I had to guess, it was some kind of a construction tool.
That's what I was thinking. So almost like you would use something that looked like a spatula to do some caulking?
No, not a spatula. It would be something else some other tool. Something to spatch with.
Okay, well,
don't ask me what spatching would be, because I don't know, but...
We are both totally wrong, I can tell you that.
Yes.
Spatchcocking.
Spatchcocking.
Spatchcocking?
It's got something to do with cooking naked.
Pretty vulgar.
I don't even like to say it.
Sports too.
No clue.
Well, if you want to know what spatchcocking really is, I'm going to show you today. I'm Melissa Clark from the dining section. Spatchcocking a chicken basically means cutting out the backbone and then opening the bird like a book. You're flattening it out. And the reason that you do this is it cooks much more quickly and much more evenly than if you kept the bird in one piece. And it's also fantastic for grilling. So the first...
That was this morning's spatchcocking lesson at... You're at 99.5 QIK?
Well, you may need to know that for the turkey for Thanksgiving next
week. Well, it said a chicken. I don't know if you can do this with a turkey.
No, that's the whole thing, is you can spatchcock a turkey.
All right.
Well,
yeah.
Stop laughing. I'm serious.
It sounds funny.
I came across it on a cooking website.
Does it not sound like we're being serious as well?
We're also being serious. It.
That's our serious right there. That was our serious.
Spatchcocking is serious stuff, okay, Mark?
It sounds like it is. Listen, if you knew what this was, text us. Be honest if you knew what this was. 800-992-1099. Was this something that maybe was a term that was more relevant like in the 60s? I can't imagine in the 70s.
Probably, because this is the first time I've never heard of this
in the 80s. And obviously, 80s, 90s, and beyond, you didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I don't have memories of my mom spatchcocking in the kitchen.
Right, and there wasn't like a, you know how sometimes people will have oven mitts and they have little sayings on them? You know,
yeah.
I don't know, bun warmers or I don't know, whatever it is. You would think that maybe they would say spatchcocking on them, but I don't even remember that. I've been to a lot of yard sales. I've never seen any type of kitchen decor that said spatchcocking on it. This had to be this could be World War I.
This could be back in the day.
This could be BC. We could be talking BC here. Not even an AD type of term. This could be a BC type of thing.
It has stood the test of time.
It certainly has. It is back. You know, what's old is new again.
Yes.
There you go.
Spatchcocking making a massive return here in 2019.
Try to use it in a sentence next week.
Yeah. 99.5 QIK. It's incredible. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. The Trop looks like Winter Wonderland. It looks like the North Pole.
Oh, it's so cool. I cannot wait to go. It's called Enchant Christmas, and they've transformed inside Tropicana Field. So the baseball field is not there, and instead there's an ice skating rink, Santa Claus, the elves. Everybody from the North Pole came on down to Florida, and they're in the Trop.
It really looks cool. All the details are on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. I'd really encourage you to go check that out and share it so friends and coworkers that have kids can go and check this out. This is really neat.
Screw that. I don't have kids. I'm definitely going to this thing.
Okay. Well, you can too.
I'm
but there's also parents
everyone.
Who would want to take their kids. You don't have to screw them. They can, you know.
You're saying only if you have kids, send it to them.
I did not say only. I said if they have kids. I did not say only.
Okay.
You've got to decrease your sensitivity about not having kids. And if you want to have kids... You're welcome to.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mark.
Yes. So, it is the holiday spirit. So, we have to be in the holiday spirit. But, yeah, this is very exciting. And I got to tell you, the ice rink, I knew that they were doing this because we talked about this last year or a few months ago that they were planning on doing this. The ice rink is huge. It's absolutely huge.
I know. I couldn't believe it when I saw it on TV this morning.
This is like
it's enormous.
It's a legit ice rink.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
All right, so go do this and check this out. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Share this. Get people excited about this. This is at the Trop. I got to tell you, when the news was showing this morning on TV, it didn't look like the Trop. I don't know how much
Winter Wonderland.
How much money they put into this, but it really is incredible. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Go check this out right now.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
All right, let's go to Illinois, who, by the way, has given Pennsylvania a run for the money lately. Pennsylvania's been all over this. Now it's Illinois, and a guy in Illinois got caught drunk driving after slowly drifting off the road on Saturday night. Police pulled him over and said, "Sir, you're driving all over the road. What's going on? And, oh, by the way, we smell booze on your breath."
Not good.
A 20-year-old man said, "Officer, I can explain. I was making out with my girlfriend, and she's had too much to drink."
Oh, really?
"And that's why I smell like that, but I've had absolutely nothing to drink, and I'm perfectly okay." And the officer goes, "So you smell like booze that much just from kissing your girlfriend?" He says, "Absolutely. She's really, really drunk." Well, the man was also slurring. Police pulled him out of the car. They asked him more questions. They asked him.
You can't even get through this one.
They asked the police officer for a lighter. And the police officer goes, "What?" He goes, "Can I have a lighter?" And then he started swearing at the police officers, and that's when they decided that no matter how drunk his girlfriend was, that kissing her didn't make him drunk. He must have been drinking, too. And he was arrested.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, you can blame your girlfriend for some stuff.
Sure.
But not getting that drunk by kissing her is not going to work.
No.
So there it is. That's the guy in Illinois. He's our nutbag north of Florida. 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.